Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Scottcast. That's good. Let's lay that down. Let's record it and use it as our new intro music for
life. I am your host, Jeff Wittek, and this is my guest, Scott Sire. Scott used to be my co-host here, but we had to...
Somebody
had to take charge, and it was me, because we lost funding because Scott went on tour, and... I moved some things around, and I got the budget to get one more episode out. So who knows if this will keep going or not?
I don't know. It is tough to get these podcasts done.
It's tough. We have 17 people on the team here, and I see some smiling faces back there. You guys think this is a big joke, and some of these people aren't going to be here next episode. They will be removed. You're good. I see you, and I'm happy to have you here. And these guys laughing back there, you better start looking for other jobs. Because you're done soon.
Too bad there's no camera on your guys' face, so we can't see you laughing.
You know the deal. I'm miserable. Scott's hungover.
I feel like I'm going to throw up on this podcast.
It'd be great if you do. Cody's also here. Cody, the guy that got out of prison, and he hung out with me for a couple weeks, and then we had to put him on ice. He'll come out here and do some push-ups or something. He'll show you how many he could do now. He's doing a lot. I think he'd do almost 40 or 50 in one shot. That's pretty good.
Should we talk about why we took that little break?
Yeah, why don't you tell us?
I'll tell us why we took the break. I went on tour, and Jeff didn't want to do the podcast anymore.
We did one. I did one, obviously, by myself, and it was really hard to get done. Scott and Todd did one. It was better. I couldn't live up to it.
Well, Scott and Todd did one, and it did half the views that the one you did by yourself did, right?
Yeah, but I think that had something to do with, like, people watched yours, like our normal viewers, and then people watched mine to kind of hate watch it. You know, you ever watch something like the Logan Paul fight? Like, I kind of watched it just hoping that they would knock each other out, and then it would be like something crazy would happen. I think people watched me just hoping to see that I would knock myself unconscious and really embarrass myself.
I think it's the opposite. I think people watched yours because they actually really like you, and they watched the Todd and Scott one to be like, let's see if these guys can be interesting without Jeff. Mm. And we got a lot of comments that were like, well, these guys are not interesting without Jeff. So
yeah, those are all my accounts. I just made a bunch of bot accounts, and I went on there and commented just to mess with you guys and your self-esteem.
Thanks, man, because it really worked. It really pissed me off. I was like, you know what? I am an interesting person. I'm a great guy. I'm funny. I'm witty. I'm smart. I got three different color hairs on my head. I'm totally interesting.
Oh, the purple hair is gone.
Yeah, no, and now I have my brown hair, blonde eyebrows, and ginger beard.
Well, we had you X'd out back there.
Oh, I didn't notice this.
That is from our previous agreement that we had here. But until I took over, and I am now CEO of the Scottcast and the main number one host, we'll see where this goes. I think we have a lot of good leads. We have a lot of good sponsors coming in. And things are going to pick up from here. Who knows? Who knows what the future holds? But do you want to talk a little about that Logan Paul fight? Because that's big in the news right now, huh?
Sure, let's talk about it. Is it big in the news? I think it's done for. Who gives a shit anymore? I didn't watch the second one. I watched the first one, but not the second one. I saw a couple of tweets about it being a pathetic fight, but I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It was definitely very entertaining. I enjoyed watching it. Logan lost. I don't know if you heard.
I heard. I thought he was going to win from, like, just from beforehand, the before hype and, like, size,
yeah, he was
wise
jacked.
And shit like that. Yeah,
he was huge. He was 200 pounds, solid muscle. And damn, man, props to KSI, because I that would be tough. It would be tough fighting Logan, but also it would be tough having Justin Bieber there in the front row hoping for you to get your fucking head punched in. It's already hard enough having to get in there and fight in front of all those people, but then having, even if you're a fan of Justin Bieber and you have to look directly at him and he's like, knock his fucking head off.
I didn't realize Bieber was there.
Yeah, he was there. He walked him out. It was nuts. It was crazy to see him do that. But yeah, props to both of them. They put on a good show. Logan, he's had a hard year. He had his fucking, you were saying it earlier, had his dog eaten up by those coyotes and then losing this fight. But I think everything happens for a reason. Cody, why don't you pop in? Why don't you get in and out here? Let's tell him about your progress, how your life's going now, because this is an amazing success story. He came out with nothing, no job, no place to live, and now he is doing security for Drake, and he lives in an apartment in Hollywood. He's got a car. He's sober. He's in the best shape of his life. I'll stop and just let you take over, Cody, because I'm proud of you. And also, he could do, what, 50 push-ups straight now?
Probably 70 push-ups straight.
Unbelievable.
I'll try to get 100 clip in. But
you want to do them before you get... We explain how your life's going now? Or you want to do them after the push-ups?
I could do it after, before, it don't matter.
Let's do after.
Yeah, let's do after. That's how I'll close it out.
Okay, we'll close it out with that. That's good. Good call.
Scott, you need to use the bathroom?
I'm going to wait.
All right.
Do it soon.
This photo was posted on Drake's Instagram by Drake himself. Drake posted this, a photo of Cody. I don't understand why, but this is a huge thing. Cody made it in Drake's third swipe on a carousel post.
It's a crazy photo to post because like Drake's not even in the photo. It's like he was just posting that photo for Cody, of Cody.
Now, did you meet Drake? Did you talk with him? Have you guys? Do you have
I was actually guarding his VIP table that night, and I seen him, but I was at work, so I kept it professional, you know?
Uh-huh.
I work at a high club in West Hollywood. I don't want to lose my job for being over familiar with celebrities and stuff like that.
Now, you look like you were staring directly into the camera as Drake and his buddy there.
Well, I actually was playing the back and just posted on the wall.
So you were just keeping an eye on him there.
Yeah, until he left. They let him do basically whatever he wants.
Yeah. I was DM'd this thousands of times, and I had no answer for it. So I'm glad you came in here and cleared that up. That's
Cool. Drake's pretty much a local at the club I work at. He sells his champagne there.
Now, let me ask you a question. After this photo went live, did a lot of people from our hometown, Staten Island, did they reach out to you asking to borrow money?
See, what I don't get, people reached out for me just to tell me about a Drake photo, but wouldn't ask me how I'm doing. So I just ignored them. I was like, they're just concerned about the wrong things.
I agree.
Or Cody, like, you know, how are you? Do you need something? Can I do anything for you? Like, see, Drake, like, he's cool. I didn't say what's up to him because, you know, at the end of the day, just regular people, you know? And you don't want to look like a groupie. You know, I think that's why he probably posted the picture of me because he knew I was a serious dude. He knew I didn't say what's up to him. I didn't say hi. I was this close to him the whole night. I walked by him. I was doing his whole table. I was with Kevin Durant. I was with Diddy's kids. I was with ASAP. I just don't say hi to people. They don't pay my bills. Drake didn't send me a Zelle.
No, he did not.
I mean, exactly. So what's the purpose of having a meaningless conversation? Zelle, oh, hi, how you doing?
I already know who Zelle you is are. A payment that you can transfer.
I already
transfer.
Know he's Drake.
Kind of PayPal.
I already know what he's about. But what's the point of engaging in a conversation, wasting my energy?
Yeah. But thank you, Drake, for posting that photo. You really...
Yeah, that was pretty dope. And thanks.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Even though you got beef with Pusha T, that's still my mans.
Yes, that whole beef that was going on. We were on the other side. We were on Pusha T's side, but I think...
I what happened with that beef.
It's still live.
I think they've moved past it.
Yeah, they moved past
it. I think Pusha T came out on top of that one. But I mean, whatever, you know, like Drake's like an R&B singer, you know, and like rapper on the side. So it's kind of like how you, Scott, how you treat this podcast. You kind of just treat it as like a little side gig that you do when you have time for it.
I don't treat it like a side gig. It's the truth. It's the real deal.
We are four episodes behind and I have already taken the blame for this. I apologize. We were low on funds and, you know, I took the liberty of making business deals outside of this podcast to get these mics turned back on. So you're welcome for that. And that is why I'm the new solo host running the show over here. And I'm excited. I'm excited to share more of my stories. And some of my childhood friends come on here and talk about how we made it up out of Staten Island.
I don't know, but can I play my favorite song by a fucking legend?
Yeah, please. We've been listening to the song nonstop.
This is the video. All right.
Your voice is really, really good in this song. It's always really good, but that's a great song.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you. Appreciate
thanks.
That.
Thanks. Proud of you, man. We give you a hard time a little bit because, you know, you left me here to sit in my fucking apartment by myself doing these episodes, and you take our buddy Rod, who, what the fuck does he have that I don't have, you know? He's up there. What he does is absolute buffoonery, what he does on stage.
Do
I don't understand why I can't go up there and play the tambourine. why you can't bring me with you on the fucking tour bus where you guys look like you're having a great time.
Hey, I wanted you to come.
You said you could handle this, right? And you left. You left me the fucking microphone.
Oh, this is an angry episode for me today. Cody, you want to do those push-ups?
Yeah, I'm going to see how my shoulder's feeling. I'm definitely going to attempt because I had to drag some NFL player out the club.
I'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 55, 56.
Wow, still going.
I believe. 57. 58.
This just goes to show you that, you know, you don't need some 59. Big fancy gym and steroids like some of the guys behind the camera here like to use. You can do this just based off of will.
What's his pose now?
For the audio listeners, they're talking about Jay.
Oh, yeah, for the audio listeners, that's good to clarify that.
Yep.
And for the audio listeners, Cody's also doing push-ups.
61.
62. Yeah, you don't need a bunch of steroids. All you need is will and determination.
65.
69. One more. Wow, we're really down to the wire here. 70 push-ups. 70 push-ups. Wow, that was impressive. That is Cody Pedrino. He is Drake's security guard. For those of you at home listening and want to look him up for that performance he just did, that could be a world record. It's got to be. It's got to be up there.
I just want to apologize.
Can we look that up?
For counting while you were talking?
Definitely not world record.
What's a world record on that? Did we get close?
How many was it?
10,507.
No, Minoru straight push-ups? 10,000?
Non-stop push-ups.
Non-stop push-ups.
10,507.
No, who was the person?
That's
breaking
fucking
the previous record of 7,650.
That's fucking bullshit. No way a guy did 10,000 push-ups.
They had to have like three Minoru reps there.
Yoshida?
That's too long. I'm going to need to see some proof that guy did 10,000 push-ups. Cause
how long would that take? Like, I want to see a video of that. That
just took him like 5 minutes to do 70.
That ran 100 miles in 33 hours.
Human beings are incredible species.
My face. I can't keep my face open.
Yeah, I broke sweat.
Scott is hungover, but you know what? He performed a sold-out show for thousands of people last night. Yeah.
I wanted to come, but I had work.
We'll do another one day.
Yeah.
I'll leave Jeff again. We won't be able to do the podcast. And then we'll come back and we'll revive it with some half-ass episode where we're both feeling like shit.
Yeah, I'm sick as fuck right now. I hate starting the episode with, hey guys, we're back. We both feel like shit and we're both miserable. But I'm feeling real shitty.
I feel like this is the beginning of the episode right now, too. Like, I feel like we haven't
we'll
really
probably edit all that stuff out before.
Anything.
Yeah, I was in Washington, D.C., which I didn't even know wasn't a state. Because you're in the U.S., but it's not. It's technically not a state. It's like what is it?
Providence.
Providence.
I think so.
In Virginia?
It's
Virginia.
A district.
Yeah. It's a district. That's what it is. It's a district. We went to the White House. I tried to fly a drone there. Turns out you can't do that. They have snipers on the roof that are ready to shoot down any type of aircraft that you fly up there.
It could be a weaponized drone.
Yeah, it could be a weaponized drone. I had no idea, so I had to get that drone out of there. I threw it at Jonah, and he deflected it, and then we just took off. I tried to get into the Pentagon. I told them that we were plumbers, and we had these flannel shirts on, so I thought they would believe us, but it turns out that you can't. The security's pretty serious at that place.
You should have said you were a lumberjack.
A lumberjack, but then what would we be doing there? We're going to try the ladder one, but like, you know how you bring a ladder into a place and they always let you in if you're saying like you're here to do some work?
Yeah.
But dude, the Pentagon has some fucking good security, man.
Didn't David's video get taken down because of that bit?
Did it?
Something about it was like enabling illegal activity or something like that.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
They give them a hard time, man. People think, you know, you get all those views, it's a good thing, but it's actually, think about what percentage of those million people are there to take him down, that want to drag him down. Oh, there's a dog fight breaking out in the kitchen.
All right, guys, I got to go break up this dog fight.
Oh, that dog fight's getting bad. I told you that dog should not be here. Nerf does not like her. This is Nerf's territory. We need to respect that.
I got
to
know what's going on.
You guys probably can't hear that because of our audio problems, but we will add in sound effects of the dog fight. We'll rip them. Oscar, rip sound effects from YouTube and put in dog fight sounds here.
Okay, are we going to blindfold Jeff or what? Like, should we Should he close his eyes and then...
For what? You have a surprise?
Well, no. You have a surprise.
No, I don't.
Well, you never met Liz before, right?
Oh, Liz is here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Liz.
She was in the dog fight.
Oh, Liz started the dog fight?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Liz was fighting the dogs.
Liz, do you want to meet off camera or on camera? Okay, she wants to be off camera. I need to respect her wishes. Oh, I'm nervous.
Scott, this is your chance. You can carry the show while Jeff's gone and prove that you're worthy.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. This podcast needs Jeff, 100%. The whole me being crossed out, him being the host, me being a guest thing, totally cool with it. I don't mind. I don't have the energy.
Liz is here. She doesn't want to come on. There's nothing to worry about. Nobody even watches this anymore. It's really, I know you do, but there's nothing to worry. It's so nice to meet you.
So Liz came out from Argentina. What she does is she runs the ScottCast Instagram page, and she also edits a bunch of videos for me. Sometimes, depends.
She was my first ever Stan account. Is that what it's called?
I'm not the first one.
You were the first actual like one that made original edits and we would talk all the time, and it's the first time I ever really experienced that. Like, I've had some stuff before that, but it was just people that would repost my stories and pull up dirt on me from my childhood, embarrassing photos. But yeah, Liz was the first time I got to experience somebody that actually cared. So that's very sweet. It's really nice to meet you. Speaking of embarrassing stuff, my sister, Karen, have you seen that she's making some noise on TikTok? Using my embarrassing photos that I did not give her permission to use.
And your done eyebrows?
Those weren't even done eyebrows. That's just how my face was growing up. I don't have plastic surgery. I don't have anything done. I had a stupid Pauly D haircut, but that's what was in at the time, and I didn't know any better.
It was in where you were living. I don't think that was ever in where we were living.
Yeah, Todd didn't have one of those?
No.
Well, if Todd grew up on the East Coast, he would have been hanging out with me getting that same stupid fucking haircut.
Was Jersey Shore like something that you... Like, obviously, we watched it because we thought it was funny and these people were like fucking weird. But is that something that you were like, oh, people are like this?
That was their life.
No, really? That was... I'm so embarrassed to say this, but you know what? Who cares? Yeah, we grew up in that, like... Those stupid haircuts was the cool thing to have.
That's really funny because it's so weird. Like on this other side, Jay, probably for you as well, like watching Jersey Shore was like, these guys are fucking weird as shit. Like,
I thought it was just like all a parody. Like it was, none of it was actually real. It was just like these guys were making this up.
Yeah. And I'm sure it was exaggerated, but like the actual styles of it and everything.
No, that's
the terminology.
I think they might have exaggerated a little bit, but it was pretty spot on. Like there was tanning beds on every corner in Staten Island. And that haircut, that stupid Pauly D haircut, is the first haircut I learned how to give, and that's what got me into being a barber, and that's what got me to end up being the host of my own podcast.
The thing about that haircut and like calling it a stupid haircut is I think it's a stupid haircut, but it's perfect for Pauly D.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense as a haircut because you can't go to sleep with it. You know, like you do your hair to go out in the nighttime, and then you go lay down and your hair will rip a hole through your pillow and then you have feathers all over the place. It's a big problem. It doesn't make any sense. But I feel bad. Liz is here. Liz,
what do you feel
what's
bad
going
that she's
on?
Here?
Are you doing ScottCast Instagram these. Right now? Yeah. Wow. She is such an efficient. Yeah.
She got me a present. She brought a present to the show and it's a mug that says World's Best Boss. And she also had a candle, a ScottCast candle. And I didn't bring it. Do we even have a candle lit today?
We don't have a candle lit. Jesus fucking Christ.
Goddamn episode.
You embarrass me in front of Liz now, and we can't even go back and CGI this in because Liz is here and she's seeing how we actually operate, and it's a joke. It's a big joke here.
Oscar will fix this in post. It's fine.
He can't fix it in post.
It's fine. It's going to be okay.
Fine. It's not fine. Nothing is fine. I'm not even fine.
Do we want to get into the TikToks? Because I did my first TikTok the other day, and something's up with that app because it is addictive.
Yeah.
I've spent hours on it. Yesterday I was homesick and I spent probably 6 hours straight just looking at TikToks. I love the dancing ones that the girls do where they like hop around with their legs and stuff
like
to house music.
I like the spooky scary skeletons one.
I didn't see. Maybe I'm a boomer. That's another term that's going around now. I think
I don't know. I've got a few comments that say okay boomer on my video, and I think it's because I said I'm old. I'm getting old, and a boomer is just like someone who
it's the older
supports
generation.
Trump, I believe.
It's the older generation. There's Zoomers and Boomers.
What's a Zoomer?
A Zoomer is like the younger, like David generation. He's a Zoomer.
But you never see Zoomer.
Yeah, well, you'll start seeing it. You guys are so behind. Fucking boomers.
I'm a fucking boomer, dude. I definitely am. I don't even care. Whatever, I admit it.
Oh, this is your sister?
It's my sister, Karen.
Hey, yo, my friends think my brother is hot. Check.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. This is not funny at all. This is not funny.
That's
okay.
You?
No, that's not. It is. But this is not. I did not approve of this. And my team, like my legal team, is asshole. Working on getting this taken down, and she will be fined. She will be fined, and she will be punished. So if you guys are thinking about releasing some photos that were, that's obviously a photoshopped photo of me. If you guys are thinking about defamating my character, then you will be taken down legally.
Look at your mouth. You look pissed.
It was just, that's dirty. Just a stupid, like, it's...
You knew someday this was going to end up on the internet.
You know, yeah, I'm taking down everyone in my family's social that's media. Really but funny. She made it on her own, so I give her props. She started off on TikTok, and I didn't even know that this was a thing. And she got 1.5 million views on that TikTok.
Jesus. Nice.
So good work, Karen. You will be taken down legally. We are coming after you, but good work on that.
Oscar, can you pull up Jeff's first TikTok, the one with Taylor Holder?
Oh, that one, yeah. That one was a goof we did in my YouTube video, the barbershop. I'm the man, Instagram, take a pic like this solo. This we did when TikTok was Musical.ly still. Off the gram. This we did in front of the White House. It was very embarrassing because it was like we were filming a SoundCloud music video type of thing. And the Secret Service was right there behind us, watching us act like idiots. And we had the drone with us too. So you can't fly drones around the White House. I used to be so beautiful, now look at me. Very good. Very well executed, especially knowing the fact that he's a boomer.
That was a great transition. I tried to do one of those and I could not get the transition that clean. In fact, mine was me doing the...
Zane is obviously great at TikTok, and there's no secret to that. This is his calling in life.
He's hip with the trends. Like, Zane has always been like that guy who's really, really into whatever sense of humor is popular at the time. Like, yeah. Memes, all that shit.
Very savvy with it. He is the age and has the body of a boomer, but deep down inside in that brain of his, he's like very 12. Young and hip. Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets it. He's a born Vine star, that's reincarnated cool. into a TikTok star. Oh wow, very nice.
You should play the one that Zane did with Jeff.
I don't understand. What was that? What was that TikTok? We were going so fast. Can someone explain to me what happened?
Okay, again, this was acting. I was in on the joke. I knew what was going on.
Did you?
No.
I thought that was hilarious when I saw that. I was like, "This Jeff is the perfect person to prank with this song."
Yeah, like, that one got me good.
I that was the first time I'd seen it too. I would have got me, but it's just so funny.
This one I love. This is a great performance by Zane. I have these losers. How does he know these dance moves? You know? Like, does he practice?
Those ones are interesting to me because it's kind of like they're making like a joke out of having a seizure. And like, I see that some people get upset about it.
Oh, did he get backlash for that?
I've seen other people.
It. You're right. Now that I think about it, I didn't see that the first time, but it's insensitive and he deserves
I think
backlash.
The way that he did it is fine. I saw one that was like a kid that did it to like his old dad or something like that. And the dad looked like he was going to or her grandpa or something like that. He looked like he was going to have a heart attack because he's like...
Yeah.
Son's going to die.
Dude, like, his views are insane.
Yeah. He only posts million? He only posts quality.
Yeah, but also he's offending people too. So you should go leave a negative review in the podcast store, right, Liz?
If you follow Zane, unfollow.
Go give them negative reviews.
Carly, sing it. Quick. Billboard check.
And we golden, and we golden.
And we gold, and we golden.
That's nice, but also, you know, if you give somebody a huge billboard like that, you know, how much creativity does it really take to make, you know what I mean?
Well, David is David, so he can post whatever he wants, and that's exactly what he does. He copies, he saves his Snapchats or his Instagram stories, and he just puts it up on TikTok. It's like another place to for it to be seen.
David did have one go for 175 million views, though. So.
Yeah, it was just a clip from a vlog, though.
I know.
17 million likes on that.
His grass after that was destroyed.
Yeah, he did ruin his backyard. Imagine if he did 10 of those at once, then it would be 170 million likes.
That's good math.
Wow.
I think they need to up it. That's what I would do. That's the only change I would make to that TikTok. Are we done reviewing the TikToks now?
Yes.
It's a nice segment. Good idea.
I think it's fun. I think it's a good time. We get to review TikToks, talk about the psychology behind the likes.
Mm-hmm.
Zane is a TikToker by trade. He's putting more time into putting TikToks out than vlogs. So he does a very good job. And he like actually puts effort into them. David reposts Snapchats.
Okay, Liz actually said that I was taller than you expected.
Everyone's taller.
That's crazy.
Really?
Because I get that a lot. What do people think? I'm actually 7'1", which is crazy. A lot of people don't know that about me. Scott also and Todd are in the, what are you, 6'11"?
Yeah. And now when people see you, they're going to be like, wow, you're shorter than I expected.
Okay, yeah. Let me clear this up right now. I apologize for lying there. I'm 6'1". I'm 6'1".
I'm six.
Some days I'm six. Some days I go down a little.
It depends on how well my back is stretched out. If I've been sleeping enough, I'm a little taller.
How is your back, by the way? Last time we spoke, it was horrible.
It's getting back to normal, but this is like, we didn't really talk about tour shit at all.
You have to. You have to talk about the tour. People are dying to know.
I don't think anyone gives a shit about the tour. I post about the tour so much, but I will explain very briefly what happened to my body on the tour. Before tour, I blew my back out. That was like, we were doing episodes. I could like not walk. I blew my back out at the gym with Jay. And then on tour, like I got adjusted. My back was okay. I got in a fight with a homeless man who was pushing people outside of a venue, pushed like some of the fans and pushed me. And all I did was I took him down and I like put him in a chokehold and held him there. And somehow, I think because I'm a boomer, my body's old and broken, I pulled a muscle in my back that popped a rib out of my chest. So it's like sticking out of my sternum right now.
That's it for the tour, guys.
Tour is over.
That's all we have from Scotty Sire and the Why Don't We tour.
Why don't we?
We got to cut those tour segments shorter.
I try to keep it pretty short. I did my best.
It's fine. We'll just cut the whole thing.
Yeah, just cut the whole thing.
We are going to do these episodes.
Back on schedule. This one's
every day now. Every single day, we'll be back with a new, fresh Scottcast. Are you happy about that, Liz, that news?
We came back to this, and we're not, if we feel like throwing up, but we're going to be back, and we're going to be better than ever in the next one.
It'll be easier, because we'll do it at times.
And also, I would like to take this moment to apologize to my guest, Scott, here, because I did not inform him. And I went and made the announcement that the podcast was canceled without him knowing. And he had to find out publicly along with other millions of people. And it was not right. And that's why I worked my ass off to get this thing back up and running. I personally did. I found the funds. I took the investments. It's my ass on the line if this thing goes down now. And you're welcome, guys. You're welcome, Scott.
I just want to thank Jeff for taking the responsibility and apologizing for the hurtful thing that he did to me when he canceled the Scottcast without me knowing in a video, and for also taking charge and getting us back here so that we can do this podcast again. And Jeff, I want you to know that you mean a lot to me and this podcast means a lot to me, and I hope that we never stop.
I'm getting emotional over here.
Maybe. Advice from assholes.
Yeah, let's just,
hey guys,
get into the advice from assholes.
Hey Jeff, hey Scott. My name is Giselle and I'm 22 years old.
Change your shirt.
This year has probably been my most difficult year, so I was wondering if you guys had any advice for those of us struggling to get through our early 20s.
Well, you right now you think you had a tough year, but there's always somebody out there that had a tougher year. Like Cody just got out of prison earlier this year. He was shoving cell phones up his ass just for entertainment later on in the night. You have people like Logan Paul, whose dog was eaten up by coyotes, and then he lost the fight publicly in front of millions of people. So right now, I think what you got going on for you might seem like it's bad at the moment, but this is going to make you a stronger human for the future. So this is exactly what's supposed to be happening to you.
I don't think we should have given her any advice. If we were watching in the beginning, we would have caught that she's wearing a Bew shirt.
Ooh, just noticed that. Well, cut the advice. Sorry. No advice for you then. You need to start making smarter life choices and listening to better podcasts.
She does a little switcheroo in there. I don't like that. Completely. I don't like that.
What? She made a joke in there?
I went.
She's wearing a shirt and then she's not.
We'll go play it.
Hey Jeff, hey Scott. My name is Giselle and I'm 23 years old.
Oh, that was good. That was really funny. That was great. I loved it. Okay. We'll be back when we feel like it, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, that's probably a lie because I didn't feel like doing this today and we did it. So we'll be back because
we have to.
We have to.
We have a commitment to you and a commitment to ourselves. Blow the candle out. I want
to
die.
All right, I got shit to do. I get the fuck out of here.
Okay, great.
Something nothing doesn't matter, yeah. This is the Skycast. Say something nothing doesn't matter, yeah. This is the Skycast. Jeff be talking, Scotty talking, Nerf be talking, yeah, man. It's the podcast. Say Jeff be talking, Scotty talking, sometimes Toddy talking, man. This is the Skycast.